Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The center fielder, Barry Chytrany. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alozic. Ward reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gentile scores. Ward moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alozic. Adair reaches second base with a double. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0-1 in the game. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Powell reaches second base with a double. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Simile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 2 in the game. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 0 for 2 in the game. Simile hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco throws the ball into Causey, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Chitrini settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savarin for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kern pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Barry Chitrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitrini is 0-for-3 in the game. Chitrini strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alozic. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.